Lord, Talk Radio.
Forgiveness for every sin of omission, every sin of commission. Things that you told us to do, Lord, that we haven't done yet. Please forgive us. Do your perfect and divine will. God, bless this prayer line and let the Holy Ghost take over. We surrender the line to you. God, bind every demonic force, every enemy, and anything that the enemy is trying to put against anything, especially this prayer line, I'm asking you to let the curse be reversed in Jesus' name. Thank you for what you've done, for what you're going to do. Bless these precious, precious people. God, I pray that you lift up a standard against the enemy who tries to come in like a flood. Bless these folks and bless their homes, bless their families. Bless them as they go out, bless them as they come in. Bless those with loved ones incarcerated. Bless those who have their backs against the wall. Oh, God, who have their back against the wall, and you're the only one who can be there to fix the wall. You know all about the situation. Some are facing bereavement. They need you through this storm. Oh, God. You're all we have, Lord. You're all we need, and you're all we want. Now bless, 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 bless. We can't make it without you, Lord. We cannot make it without you. Please come to see about your children all over this prayer line. In Jesus' name we pray. Love you, Lord. We praise you, and we appreciate everything. And this is for the glory of God, we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. Oh, thank you for the anointing that we feel on this line right now, Lord. Would you heal those who are sick, those who are down, lift them up. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank God. Amen. God bless all of you this morning. And good morning to all of you. Are y'all awake?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Amen. Y'all speaking? Good morning. Come on.
Good morning.
I'm making speaking to y'all, and y'all are sitting there. Hello. Hello. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Amen.
Good morning. Morning. Good morning. Amen. We love you. We praise God for you. Amen. Can y'all speak to the Lord? I mean, he's been mighty good to you. Come on. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Jesus.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning. Good morning.
And let's have a time of praising him.
Good morning.
I believe the Lord looks forward to hearing your praise. It's kind of like, you know, he just says, well, I just woke them up this morning. They got the activities of their limbs. They can walk. They can talk. They can see. They can hear. I let their heart beat all night long. I let their eyes open this morning. Oh, not only that, I let them think another thought. And they'll just appreciate me for doing it. Amen. Why don't we appreciate the Lord for blessing you? And when I say praise check, why don't we come in and give God praise for what he's done for you? He's been mighty good to you now.
Yes.
Mighty good to you. All right, y'all ready? Let's do it. Praise check, everybody. Praise check. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to
the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for those who participate.
Glory
for the hearers. For the doers and not just hearers. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
blessing everybody. Come on. Come on. Open your mouth. Praise
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. All you've done.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't be too busy for the Lord. Don't be too busy for the Lord. Open your mouth.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
The glory of God.
Oh, God. Thank you.
Moment in praising.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Awaken us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus.
God, we
bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
praise God this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
To the Lord, everybody.
Thank
oh, my God. Feel the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And amen. God bless all of you.
Amen.
Never miss an opportunity in which you have to praise Him. You don't know, it could be your last praise. Could be. Never, never. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
There's a mother 95 years old. She's not missing an opportunity.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord. We praise and magnify your name because he's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for life. We thank you for help. We thank you for strength. We thank you for peace. Thank you for joy. Lord, we thank you for food and raiment. Thank you for everything, shelter. Thank you. We just praise and magnify the Lord. Thank you. Thank you for each of you.
Hallelujah.
This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City. I just praise and magnify the Lord because he's real. He's real as he ever been real. He's real today. Thank the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
We praise and magnify your name. Glory, hallelujah.
We give you glory. We give you adoration. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. God has been so good. Amen. I know people on this line are grateful to the Lord for all he did for you over the weekend. And my God, I got to praise the Lord. Thank God. But just want to be compassionate and let you all go first. God bless you. Who will get those praise reports? We want to hear some praise reports today. If God's been good to you, will you say a word for him? Amen. Who on this line would like to take those praise reports? If so, the line is open to you. Anybody? Has the Lord been good enough? Amen. I know he has. Amen. We know that. But who would take those praise reports this morning? Thank you, Jesus. The line is open to you. Right. I'll take them who has a praise report. I'm going to tell them the goodness of Jesus. Anybody? You even say he woke me up this morning. That's a praise report. Thank you for doing that, Lord, for starting me on my way. Come on, saints of God. We'll give a praise report for the Lord this morning. Open up the lines to you. Many people on this line across the world, but we'll only open up a few lines for those in this area who can give those praise reports. Why don't you take advantage of it? The line is open to you who has a praise report. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, Chief Ambassador.
Good morning.
This is Ambassador-elect Sharon Darden from Area
Yes, ma'am.
I believe everybody is still asleep. I just woke up myself. Praise God. Praise God. But I thank the Lord for waking up this morning to Mother Johnson's voice. I just thank and praise the Lord for all he's done for me. I just thank and praise him for saving me and sanctifying me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank him for a will to do his will. I thank him for a mind and a will to do his will. And I just can't praise him enough. I just can't praise him enough. I just can't praise him enough. And he's telling us all the time, we never know when our last time to praise him is going to be. So I just won't let this moment pass me by. Won't let this moment pass me by. Amen. So God bless you all.
Amen.
Bless you.
Why don't you go ahead and ask for other praise reports while you got it. All right. God bless you.
I can do that. Amen. God bless you. Will there be some more praise reports this morning for the goodness and the glory of the Lord? Hallelujah.
Jump in there, saints of God. Tell them the goodness of Jesus.
This is back of Linda Foshee from Salt Lake City, Utah.
And I just want to thank the Lord for letting me see another day that wasn't promised to me, because I could have been dead. But the Lord let me see another day. And a few days ago, it was a guy that hung himself outside of on a tree outside of where I live, and hung himself, and he died. And so I just thank the Lord, because he let me live, you know. And
amen.
I don't know what happened, and the police and the ambulance and everybody was out there. They put that yellow thing up there. He just hung himself, and one of the neighbors found him. So, oh, God, I tell you, I haven't been too much. I just be worrying and that I don't see it, you know. But I just thank the Lord for letting me see another day.
Amen.
It could have been me, but I thank the Lord.
Let me interrupt you. Somebody's getting ready and all that, and you're making noise all by the phone. Can you just press *6? Unless you're speaking, I have a praise report. Press the *, and then the 6 button. That will mute your phone, and we won't hear all that noise as you get ready for work. We understand, but please press *6. God bless you. Go ahead, Sister Darden, Ambassador.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God bless you, Sister Linda. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. You don't have to be all worried. You don't have to fret. The Lord is good, and he's gracious, and may he grant you peace. Hallelujah. Peace in your home, peace in your mind, peace in your will. Yeah, we don't have to fret. We just have to, when we see calamities and see these things and see wars and danger, is to stay in a safe place. Under the wings of the Almighty. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. His word says he will hide us in his secret place. Yes, Lord, under the shadow of his wings. We don't have to be fearful, Sister Linda.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, because, you know, these things are going to be happening. So we have to trust in the Lord's grace and his strength and his protection and his peace. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Linda.
God bless you. I thank you for the encouragement.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Lake Bonita, area code 616.
Amen.
I just, I'm glad to be on the line, glad to hear each and every one of you. And the song says, I believe I testify, wow, I have a chance. I may not have a chance anymore. And I just thank the Lord for the praise reports that have gone up before the honor and glory of the Lord. Thank the Lord for saving me, sanctifying me, filling me with the Holy Ghost. And I would like to welcome Minister Ronnie to the prayer line. He's from the 616 area code. And I just want to say God bless everyone.
Amen. God bless you, Ambassador Lex Fryer, sir. And God bless you. Did you say Minister Ronnie?
Yeah, Minister Ronnie.
Yeah, Minister Ronnie. God bless you, Minister Ronnie.
Amen. I believe he's on the line. He came on. He has been on before. He came on last year, and then he was on Tuesday. And I believe I heard his voice this morning.
Amen. Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Why don't you greet us this morning? Greet us this morning and give us a praise report.
God bless you. God bless you, everyone. I'm glad to be amongst the saints. God bless everyone today.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Ronnie. God bless you. God bless you. May you have a blessed day in the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Will there be another praise report to the glory and honor of the Lord? Come on now. Thank you, Lord. Y'all there.
Good morning, Ambassador Gina. And I just want to thank God for another day that he's allowed me to see. I thank God because on last week I had a prayer request, but this week I have a praise report. And I thank God for how he daily healing my body and making me stronger. I'd had a car accident, and was having some pains from that on last week and was just told to go home and lay flat on my back for 24 hours. But I thank God where even though there is still some pain, I am mobile. So I thank God for that. I thank God for how he blessed us for the pastor and first lady's anniversary. I missed one night of it because I was ill, but I thank God for the two services I was able to attend. The Lord did bless, and it ended on yesterday officially, but we know we're all, every day is an anniversary that we have our pastor and first lady with us. I thank God for the youth on yesterday. My. Those of you that have Facebook, you probably see some of the services on Facebook. But I just thank God for being God, for how he heals, he delivers, and he sets free. That's just
yes,
a
Lord.
Part of what I can tell God thank you for. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you, Sister Gina. Gina, say hallelujah. It's so wonderful to hear your voice this morning. God bless you. May he continue to strengthen your body and continue to use you in a mighty way. You know, Sister Gina has such a heart and such a gift and such a ministry for the young people. And I've seen her in action. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, Sister Gina. Will there be another praise report? Hallelujah.
Glory to God. This is Ambassador Stitz from Arkansas. I just
yes,
want to say this is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm just praising God for another day that he's designed and orchestrated and put his hands and fingers on and designed it for me. I'm making this a personal day. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that I can
Lord.
Put up my hands and they are not shackled. I'm not bound.
Thank
in
you.
My mind. I got feet to run, to walk, that's ordered by the Lord. And I just thank God, hallelujah, that I walk
hallelujah.
With my mind on the
yes.
Lord. I praise God that no weapon that has formed and is formed against me, the saints, my family, glory to God, it won't prosper today. I praise God for who I am in Christ Jesus. I'm a part
yes,
of his divine nature. For that's a reason for me to get up and say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I praise God that I am already walking in victory this morning.
Yes,
Lord. I have a mouth and a voice that I can open up my mouth when use my weapon of praise. I can open up my mouth, and the Bible says that the power of life and death is in your tongue. So this morning, whatever I say, I'm going to make sure it line up with the word, and I take time to hold it fast to the confession of my faith, that by his stripes, if there was an infirmity, I'm already here.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God,
yes.
I'm driving down the highway, that God is protecting me and everybody else on the highway, because to be at just look at it like this. I will not walk in fear this morning. I will not be bound by the devil this morning, because whom the Father has set free, I'm not preaching, I'm praising. Whom the Father has set free this morning, it's free indeed. So we
hallelujah.
Have to bless him. And so while I have an opportunity to bless him on this line this morning, I just want to say thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
God, I got it all. Can do it all by myself. Thank
Hallelujah.
God bless you this morning. God bless you this morning. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Minimum wage that he could work and move out and take care of himself, amen.
And so I thank the Lord. My son's been working for the past 2 or 3 weeks at a job making, you know, real money, not $8 or $10 an hour. And I want to not neglect to thank the Lord for that. For that. Thank you, Lord, for blessing my son with a job. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Beautiful, beautiful. You know, that's the way to do it. You know, there were 10 lepers.
Thank
all of them got jobs. All of them got healed.
Amen.
All of them got healed, but only one of them remembered to turn around and thank him for what he had done. And that's the way people are many times. They just forget, you know, they get the blessing and they turn around and don't even thank the Lord. So you did it the right way. That mother taught me that thank you makes room for more. Amen. When you remember the Lord, then you make room for more blessings. God bless all of you. I just want to give my praise report. I thank God for what he did for my wife, Betty, and for me. Over the weekend, it was something to behold. Amen. Phenomenal 10th anniversary at Amazing Grace. And the people were so kind. I tell you, so many nice things happened. They had a wonderful service for us yesterday where they honored us. And, oh, my God, Pastor John Owens preached. I mean, he preached until I couldn't help it. He preached my heart. Amen. I would work so hard, and many times people just really don't seem to get it. They don't seem to get it. But you have to keep going. You have to keep working. And oh my God, it was so phenomenal. And then Brittany Smith brought a message: "Grow up," and all the things we've been preaching. She said we need to grasp everything the pastor is saying, Grow up, amen. Many times he encourages us, but there are times when he needs to give us what you call corrective criticism, amen, that helps us, you know. And we need to take it and grow up. You can't have a good all the time. God doesn't mean for people. He doesn't ever do it that way. He blesses us, but we have to go through tests and we have to be corrected. And have trials and tribulations. Never forget, about a month ago, I had to correct the prayer line, and I hit y'all pretty hard. And some folk who are jealous and don't like us, they wanted everything to fail. But we checked the stats, and the stats increased by 1 million people. Oh, God. People want to grow up. People want to do what's right. People want to increase. Anybody you find who really wants to stay in the same old seat all the time, that's not a good thing. They ought to want to increase. They ought to want to do better. They ought to want to go up. They want to do it on their jobs. They want to do it for the manager on the job, for the job. Why do they cut Christ so short? Why do they cut God so short? They want to increase on their job, but they don't want to increase for Christ. They just want to stay in the same old for Christ. There are different levels of the Lord. You can be renewed every day. Amen. Paul said, "I die daily." In other words, I'm getting rid of stuff that I should have gotten rid of a long time ago. Some people... God's able. Don't you believe he's able?
Yes, God, I do.
I know he's able. All right, I want, let's get that in, get the information for us. I want you to get the information where to write to. It should be a board, the parole board. Now, we need for you to do diligence on this and get the information where we write to. We can give it to the prayer line and have all of our I's dotted, our T's crossed. So come back to us maybe tomorrow or the next day. Get all that information for us where we can write and specifically write who to write to, what board to write to, et cetera. So we can get this done for you, all right?
All right,
that's
thank
your
you.
Brother, right? Your brother, am I correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right. All right, again, give us one more.
D'Angelo Jr.
But come back with us, the address and everything. Come back with all that tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
God bless you, all right?
God bless you.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. I just want to leave my number with you. It's something that I need to discuss, but I don't know if I should discuss it out, just like I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. Here's a...
All right, let me have it.
Sir?
Let me have it. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Can I leave my number and you call
Let me give you a number to call.
Okay, wait just a minute, sir. Okay. Ooh, I've been listening to you all, but I just didn't know.
Are you ready? You got the pen?
Wait. No, I'm trying to get
it. Ready? Come on.
Yes, sir. I got it now.
All right. 913.
913. Mm-hmm.
406.
406. Mm-hmm.
4845. All right.
4845. Yes, sir.
Bless you. All right. Somebody else who has a loved one who's incarcerated, I'll take another one. All right. God bless you. Gave an opportunity.
Ambassador elect Mother Digby, I'd like to put church members, one of my church members' sons on, Otis Williams Jr.
Okay, Otis.
And he's been in for a long time. And they've been trying to get him out and look like they're just playing games with him.
Yeah, they do that type thing. It's all about that mother, that money, mother.
Yes,
amen. Yeah. Did y'all hear me? I'm giving you some good advice. It's all about that
mm-hmm.
money.
Mm-hmm.
And the system is all about that money. All right. Sister Lucille's brother. And Sister Darden, tell us about the situation. Is that your brother or who is that you are praying for? Come on.
Go ahead, Larry, if you're there.
Yes, sir. I do apologize for my delay. It's my ex-husband. My children's father. Yes, sir. He is currently being detained at the Calhoun County Correctional Facility here in Michigan. Immigration and Customs Enforcement have him detained and are trying to deport him. Andre, his story.
We need to get letters in there as quick as we can, then. What's his name
yes,
again?
Sir. His name is Andre.
Andre what? Come on.
Mulder, M-U-L-D-E-R. And
right.
It's just a really tough situation. He was adopted here when he was 8, and he got into some trouble. He's been in trouble. But his life has just been, it's just been turmoil, from the very start, and he's never had the help that he's needed. And so now this situation has presented itself, and it's just, you know, the punishment does not fit the crime. Amen. He has 3 very young children. All of his children are under the age of 5. Yeah. So it's just a very, very tough situation. He doesn't have anybody in Brazil. He doesn't speak Portuguese. He barely speaks English. So we need him to be able to come home, to come back. Mm-hmm.
All right. We got, I think you texted us that information about how to write him.
Yes, sir, I did.
I've got it here. Okay. I'm going to give out that with all three addresses. No, let me just give this out today. His name is, get your pens and get your pencils. Everybody, would you please just take down the information today. We want to give it out for Andre Mulder. I'm giving you a moment. Get your pen. Remember this, that when I'm speaking to you and ask you to do something, remember that you may be in the same, you may have a daughter or a son. You might have a niece or a nephew. And when you sit there and don't do nothing, you reap what you sow. So when I ask you to get up and get your pen, get your piece of paper, amen, it may be saving your daughter's life, maybe saving your son's life. Well, God, many times, remember, God didn't really move for Job, who went through so much, you might say, so many turmoils and so many tests and trials and tribulations. But God didn't really move for Job until he really prayed for his friends.
Mm.
That's when God moved for him. He prayed for his friends. And when you get up and take time to get a pen and piece of paper to get this information for somebody else, that may be when God moves for you. It may move God to move for you because he sees that you are concerned and have compassion for others. I hope I'm talking to you correctly and you're not taking it as a negative.
Mm-hmm.
All right, take this down. Here's this man who's in trouble. Never can tell. One day, hopefully your son won't be in trouble, but you'll need somebody to help him. Here's the name. Spell it for me, Andre. Come on now, stay with me.
Yes, I'm here.
With me now.
A-N-D-R-E.
A-N-D-R-E, okay. M-U-L-D-E-R, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm writing in behalf of Andre Mulder. Mm-hmm. And here's what you write. Let's see. I had that just a moment ago. I'm sorry. That was the wrong one.